You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Yogi Berra, was talking about growing up in St. Louis. I played every sport.
I actually didn't know I liked to play baseball until I was 14.
That's late, isn't it? Start a game that he was going to be so good at. By the time he was pretty famous and had retired, you know, he lived in Montclair, Upper Montclair, New Jersey, excuse me. He was at a father and son banquet. He was going to be the speaker there. And he was happily signing his name to bats and balls given to the youngsters attending when he noticed a group of lads who had no gifts. Inquiring, he was told they were from a nearby orphanage. So he left the head table to go sit with them and sign their programs. One of the organizers came over and asked him to return to the head table and say a few words. He said, Yogi Berra said, and I'm quoting, "Go on with the program. I'm busy talking to some friends."
Helping you focus through the morning fog. The Cup of Joe Morning Show on the Sound of Life.
So the film that won an Oscar, Academy Award, for Best Visual Effects, maybe you went to see it. A lot of people did. It was pretty popular. It came out of Japan. It was entirely in Japanese with American subtitles. And it was about Godzilla, believe it or not. It was titled Godzilla Minus One. I've seen the trailer. That's it. Their entire budget was $15 million. It was up against, Mission Impossible with a budget of $291 million. Guardians of the Galaxy with a budget of $250 million. This the best visual effects. They... Those other movies probably, never mind. Ridley Scott's Napoleon had a $200 million budget. There was a movie called The Creator with an $80 million. That was the closest one, $15 million budget. Godzilla Minus One in Japanese. Wow. I guess people want the family friendliness of it. Very touching scenes. It was really very well done. They have to read subtitles. They don't care if it comes from Japan, do they?
Oh, awesome.
Amazing.
Your morning dose of encouragement. The Cup of Joe Morning Show on the Sound of Life.
I saw this video last night, a composite, I should say. And as the family just deemed they should take the video because the child was having an absolute meltdown. These are young children. I would say preschoolers, pretty much, the ones that I saw. They all kind of melt together, but they were taking their iPad away from them. Their screen was being taken away from them, and man, they were ugly. And maybe you know exactly what I'm talking about as a grandparent, a parent. And I thought, they're too young. You know, now you got everybody talking. I mean, when companies, I think it's Instagram, right, is they've even done it already, putting restrictions on when, who, the age, things like that can watch. And that absolutely needs to be there. It's almost like, well, the pond is half full of lily pads. Guess we better get busy cleaning up the pond and not realizing that tomorrow it's going to be full. I mean, is it too late? Take action with your kids right now. And every Wednesday on Plugged In, which is heard throughout the Sound of Life, and it's a ministry, really, of focus on the family. You can check it out online. Highly recommend it. PluggedIn.com. PluggedIn.com. They review books, even. They review TV shows, because there's a lot on TV now. You know, it just blossomed like in spring, like azaleas down in the Carolinas in the spring, man, during the COVID, you know. And so what do you do? How do you teach your kids to become wise, right?
It's between bonding and boundaries. Think about it. Most of our parenting efforts fall into one of those two categories. Bonding, hanging with our kids, rolling on the floor wrestling, sharing a warm cup of coffee with them at the local coffee shop. Or boundaries, where you have to say, sorry, you're not going to have your phone in your bedroom at night, period. Funny, as crucial as boundaries are, and that no phone in a bedroom is a great one, it's those bonding moments where we have the best opportunity to model and talk about truth. What bonding moments can you create with your kids today? For more about the screens in your kids' pockets, visit us at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Jonathan McKee, author of Parenting Generation Screen, with Focus on the Families Plugged In.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. He is that morning person.
Every once in a while, so when I think about flying, it's hard not to because it's so common nowadays. So many people fly, and it's just amazing. You never hear about things that happen that are bad because, I mean, it's just so routine all the time. It's amazing. But I often think, and I use this as a spiritual analogy just to let you know where I'm going with it. So you get on a plane, like just like the morning like this. You're going out of Albany or LaGuardia or whatever, Newburgh, you know, and you're going to Cleveland or Detroit or something, you know, the usual, and you're on there. You're just glad you made it through TSA. You let your heart come down. You're like, okay, you know, and you just can't wait to get that cup of coffee. Get up in the air, good, level off, get a cup of coffee, you know, or something. That plane's climbing up, and usually the pilot comes on to welcome you, you know, the altitude, whatever that means. You know, we'll be landing and the weather and whatever's. But suppose a pilot came on, he or she, and said, you know, we got a little rough weather down the road in our flight coming up. And to tell you the truth, I've never flown in rough weather. I've only flown in smooth weather, you know, favorable skies, and I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to make it. I mean, you imagine the panic on the plane if people were...
What is wrong with you?
Well, no, I mean, it would never happen because, as you know, if they've never flown in rough weather, they've trained in it, right? Right. Yeah. They trained in it. So that would never happen. But I thought we always pray, Lord, let them have a smooth flight. You know, well, somebody's got to have a rough flight. I'm sorry. That's maybe we'll just leave that for the training and they'll be able to train. But it's like that in life, isn't it? We always want it to be nice and smooth. We don't want any troubles right here. But that's where we grow when that happens, but we don't pray for them to happen, seems like, do we?
Starting your day with a smile. It's the Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
I learned today that the Major League Baseball, the old MLB season, has started already. What happened? Well, it started in a first time ever in South Korea. You heard that right. And I was looking at a photograph of the man who threw out the first pitch. It's always an honorary position, especially in this thing. This was huge. His name, Chan Ho Park, and maybe you remember his name. He was the first Korean-born player in Major League Baseball. He had a split jersey, so he was really for the Padres. It was the Padres and the Dodgers. They're playing in a series. The Seoul series, which I thought was kind of cool. I mean, it's spelled different, but doesn't say different. It's game one, right? So there you go. The Seoul series. And that's unprecedented. I think it really is going out like that. As we know, Major League sports, NFL stuff, playing in other countries. The look on his face, though, you can't argue with that look on his face. I don't know if it's something that he lobbied for. I don't know how long it's been. He looks like he's still in pretty good shape. Maybe it wasn't all that long ago. His pitch was a little inside. But, hey, you know, we're not counting him or anything. But it was quite momentous. Quite a monumental thing there.
Encouraging you on your ride to work.
Whoa, get you going this morning, right?
Joe Hunter on The Sound of Life.
Hold on. This is good stuff. He who cannot forgive breaks the bridge over which he himself must pass. Wow. Think about that, okay?
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.